Thank you for joining us as we discover nothing but the truth with David Johnston.
Every single one of us needs to know how to win in life's battles. Life's battles are here to stay. And God wants you to win every time. That one scripture says, thanks be to God who always causes us to triumph every single time. So what we want to do today is to learn how to prepare for life's battles so that we know how to beat them every time. And so get your pencil, get your paper, and take these things down because they are vitally important. Not for sure because it is I who say them, but because they're found in this book of all books. The only way to be more spiritual is to be more scriptural. So we want to talk about how to prepare for war, how to be ready so that you can win in every single battle in life that you face. Number one, the first thing you want to know in any war, rule number one in battle, is know your enemy. You need to know there is an enemy. Can I tell you that one of the most damaging things that happens, for example, to teenagers, is that they have people in their lives who they think are friends, but are really enemies. They are influencing them the wrong way. They don't see them as enemies. They come disguised. Because the enemy is subtle enough not to show up looking like the enemy. Then he has an unfair advantage. Now, the Bible says that we are not ignorant of Satan's devices. And that's why we're having these moments together today, so that we can get rid of any ignorance that might be there regarding Satan's devices. Well, number one is to know the enemy. Look at this scripture with me. For we, that's all of us, you're not in this alone. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Your enemy is not people made out of flesh and blood. But watch this. Your enemy is, we are wrestling against principalities and against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. There is for sure an enemy. In fact, Jesus put it this way, called him a thief, John 10:10. The thief comes not but to do three things. Number one, to steal from you, to kill, and to destroy you. And I want you to know that this war is unavoidable. And that's the second thing you need to know. Not only you need to know that there is an enemy, but you need to know that the war is unavoidable. There is absolutely nothing you or I can do to get out of it and not have to fight. I know that when I was a young person, a child, my dad tried to teach me how to avoid fights. And that's a good thing to learn and to teach your children too. But there were certain guys in my school that made it absolutely impossible that the more I ran, the more I avoided, the more they looked me up. And that's like a lot of wars in life. Maybe we can prevent some, but the war we're talking about today, some of the battles of life that you will face are absolutely unavoidable. And I want you to see in the scriptures exactly why. Look at the scripture. Be sober. Now, that means be serious about this. Doesn't mean be sour, but be sober, be serious. Be vigilant, be always alert, okay, watch it. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. He is walking about looking for an opportunity to do you in. Remember, he's going to steal, wreck your finances, take away your home, etc. Two, he wants to kill you, destroy you, make you sick, disease you, to steal, to kill, and to destroy you. And he's out looking for you, and that's why you need to face it up. And I know this might be tough, but the fact is that this war is unavoidable. The third thing you need to know about being ready is that we need to be in shape. In these next few moments, that's what God wants to do, is to help us get in condition, get the information we need, the power to act so that we can win. We need to be in good shape. Here's a very important scripture. Look at this. No man that wars, okay, that's you and I, we're in this war. No man that wars entangles himself with the affairs of this life. You know, once you get free of the junk in life that pulled you down before, you don't want to go back there. Watch this. That he may please him who hath chosen him, and he has called you. Look at, he's called you to be a soldier. In fact, one of the great verses in the Bible says, endure hardness as a good soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, that simply means a couple of things. If we are going to fight and it's unavoidable, then we need to have courage. In fact, the scripture says to be strong and courageous and don't be afraid and don't be dismayed. We need courage. That's the fourth thing we need. In fact, in Isaiah, look at this scripture. Say to them that are fearful in heart, be strong and fear not. Oh, here's the reason. Because your God will come with vengeance and with recompense and he's going to save you. Now, let's understand what courage is. Courage, according to the Oxford English Dictionary, is the state or quality of mind or spirit that enables a person to face danger or fear with confidence and resolution and bravery. Make sure you understand what courage is. It is the quality of our minds or our spirit that enables us to face danger or fear with confidence. And you may be a little jittery now just talking about having to fight in life's battles and may want to avoid this subject. But I want to assure you that when we understand, and we're going to see so many wonderful things in the next few moments, the preparedness that God has for you and I, so we don't have to have anything but confidence. And we will have bravery because all of these things, that is what courage is. Now, there is a key to courage. And the key to courage is knowing that you have strength. You see, the strength of an earthly general lies in his troops, you see. Now, one of the problems we got is if we think the enemy is stronger than we are, we'll be weak-kneed and wimpy and not willing to fight. So we have to know that all the strength that we need to win in life's battles have been given to us, and because of that, we can have courage. Now, what are some of these sources of strength? Let's review those for a moment. Number one is God. Look at the scripture. Blessed be the Lord. Look at this. The Lord, my strength. Look at David said, he teaches my hands to war and my fingers to fight. Oh, the scripture says in the next one, my goodness and my fortress, he called God. My tower, my high tower, and my deliverer, my shield, and he in whom I trust, who subdues the people under me. So you can have courage because you have strength, and you can have strength because, number one, God promised you to give you strength. Look at this scripture. Fear not, God says, for I am with thee. Don't be dismayed. I am thy God. Look at this. I will strengthen thee, and I will help thee, and I will uphold thee with my right hand, the right hand of my righteousness. So one of our sources of strength is God himself. That's why you can face all the battles confidently and courageously, because you got the number one source of strength, God. Let's look at another one. They were, behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. Look at this. They, that is your enemies, shall be as nothing, and they that strive with you will perish. Look at the next verse. Thou shalt seek them, and you won't find them, even them that contended with thee. They that war against thee shall be as nothing. Look at this. Those that fight against you shall be as nothing, and as a thing, they will be a zero. Because you'll be able to have courage in this war because you got strength, and you got strength because God's helping you. Look at this. Behold, Jesus said it in the New Testament, I'm going to give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Well, you get courage because you have strength, and you have strength because, number one, you have God. The second source of strength is to have your heart set in the right direction. That gives strength. Look at this. Because you see, the eyes of the Lord, the scripture says, run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on the behalf, look at this, of those whose hearts are perfect towards him. A heart set in the right direction will cause God to give you strength. And that's why what you do with your heart is really important. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. You see, the Lord doesn't see like man sees. Man looks on the outside, but God looks on the heart. Have you got the heart after God? Have you got a heart that's set on doing what's right? Because if you do, God will come and strengthen you. And let me tell you, it's not the size of the dog that's in the fight, but the size of the fight that's in the dog. And God intends to put in you all the power you need and all the strength you need to beat every single foe you face. Strength, it comes from the Lord, and it comes because our hearts are set on him. And then the knowledge of God will also give you strength. For the scripture says, this is one of my favorites, the people that do know their God, look at this, if you know God, you shall be strong and able to do exploits. And then another cause of strength is prayer. In fact, the Lord said, call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver thee. So you can pray and get strength when you pray. Another source of strength is one another. God never meant for us to win wars alone. We're to be teamed up together. In Isaiah 41 and 6, it says, they helped everyone his neighbor, and everyone said to his neighbor, be of good courage. You see, we really do need one another. We need to stand together. It's like someone said, if we don't stand, one guy said, if we don't hang together, we'll all hang separately. What we want to do is stand together, lock arms with other comrades, gain strength from one another. That's why in James it tells us to pray one for another. Now, I want you to clearly understand that the Christian's strength is not in himself. It is in the Lord. And since you have the Lord, all the Lord's strength becomes yours. So let's review for a moment. And just before we do, let me spend another moment on this. Because you see, Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. Paul put it this way, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. In fact, why don't you write this little thing down and memorize it? Our efficiency is only deficiency till we have God's sufficiency. Got it? Our efficiency is only deficiency until we have God's sufficiency. I hope you wrote that down. I hope you'll remember it. Because you see, our sufficiency is of God. He said, my grace is sufficient for you. And even in weakness, my strength can be made perfect. So you can win in life's battles. And you can have courage because you have strength. And you can have strength because you have God. And you've got his sufficiency. And he plus you are more than a match for every problem, every battle, every war that's coming your way. And we're going to learn in a few moments that he's going to give you his wisdom, because it's better to have wisdom than strength. But before we go on, let's do a quick summary of what we've said so far. Number one, in getting ready for war, you need to know your enemy. Number two, we need to know that the war is unavoidable. Can't escape it. And number three, we need to be in shape. Don't go slothful. Don't go back to the things of the world. Stay spiritually tuned, ready to win wars. And then fourthly, we learned that we need courage. And then courage comes from strength, and we've learned some of the sources of strength. Now, here's the one that I really want to teach on for a few moments. Number five. We must put on the whole armor of God. If we're going to be successful in the war, then we have to have the equipment that God says we have to have. Remember, we got the strength from God, but in addition, He has prepared some armor for us that is very important. Look at the scripture. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. Remember again, look at this. Strong in the Lord. What a great phrase. Our strength comes from the Lord. It isn't natural. It isn't just how strong we might be, but how strong He is. Look at this. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Look at now. Put on the whole armor of God. Now watch the text with me. Put on the whole armor. Look at this. That ye may be able. With the armor, we will be able. God plus the armor plus you. Not God minus the armor plus you. This fifth preparation for battle is that we must put on the equipment that He's provided for us. And if we do, look at this, we will be able, look at this now, to stand against the wiles of the devil. There isn't one thing your enemy can do against you that you can't win over if you have God plus you plus your armor on. In fact, let's look at this next verse. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. Look at this again. That ye may be able, look at this, to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, you'll be able to keep on standing. Now, there are some things you need to know about the armor. And so, I want you to get these down. Don't miss this. To be unarmed is to be unequipped to fight. Did you get that? It isn't God plus you alone. It's God plus you plus your obedience to put on the whole armor of God. And if we're unarmored, we are unequipped to fight. You see, that means unarmed means we're unable to stand against the wiles of the devil. He can ruin us. In fact, one scripture, look at this, says that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him, the devil, at whose will? The devil's will. Some people are just subject to the devil's taken over all the time. But God comes along and says, listen, I want you to get ready to fight, and I'm going to be your strength. So it just takes you plus my strength, which you need to put on your armor. If we have the armor, we will be able to withstand easily all the wiles of the devil. But to be unarmed is to be unequipped to fight and unable to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now, let's look some more about the armor. Number two, God designed the armor. Scripture says, put on the whole armor of God. This armor is His idea. Remember that other verse, which says, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God. Not just any armor will do. You can't just bring any weapon you please to this battle. You see, it's no fabrication of our own way of how to do things. The tactics and the weapons are prescribed by God. God plus you plus the right armor put on will win every time. Some people have the attitude, well, I'll worship God, but I'll worship Him the way I want to. I'll fight, but I'll fight the way I want to. And that's why they're ill-prepared and win in life's battles so many times. Haven't you had enough devastation and damage? Hasn't your spouse and your children been hurt enough? It is time for us to understand how to win the battles every single time that will protect our wives and our children and our families. We must do it God's way. And you know why? Because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. That is, they're not of human origin or human device. But the scripture says, but they, that is our weapons, are mighty through God to the pulling down strongholds. Every stronghold that holds you bound, every battle you face, you can win over it if you put on the armor plus God, God plus you plus the armor. And so remember, to be armed, you can stand. To be unarmed, you lose. God designed the armor, and I want you to see number three. God makes the armor. He manufactures the armor. Put on, look at this, the whole armor of God. He not only designs it, but he manufactures it. He has it ready for you to put on. You see, whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. Whatever equipment comes from God and you put it on will overcome the enemy every single time. Well, the next thing we need to know about the armor is that all of the armor is necessary. Look at this. Put on the whole armor of God. It's not enough to put on one piece or two pieces. We need the whole armor of God. In fact, you remember the next verse we learned already. Wherefore take unto you, look at this, the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand. Now I want you to get this and jot this in your notes. All the parts together protect the whole of us so that no part is left exposed or unprotected. Secondly, each piece has a special and specific function. That is, you can't cover up your heart with the helmet. Each piece is designed to fit a certain part and protect a certain part of the body. And thirdly, each piece is complete and perfect in itself. All right, where all of the armor is necessary, all of it. Now here's the big one. Are you ready? The armor must be put on. You see, that's the instruction. Put on the whole armor of God. It is not enough to know about the armor. It is not enough to even admire the armor. Wow, look at this sword. Look at this breastplate. Look at this helmet. There are a lot of us who have learned from sermons all about the armor, but we haven't learned to put it on. Put on the whole armor of God. Put it on. That's why that next verse said, take unto you the whole armor of God. Now, I had a friend who was sincere, but wrong. And he told me how he used to get in front of the mirror every morning after he got up and go through this putting on the armor. He would pretend to put on the armor. And I want you to know that this armor is not pretending anything. And this armor is of no value if you only pretend to put it on. The armor is only valuable, in fact, if we actually put it on. Now, next in your notes, make sure you get this. It is not enough to put the armor on. The armor must be kept on. As long as you're in war, as long as there's a battle on, you don't take the armor off at night to go to sleep. Because the enemy is going to get you when you don't have the armor on. And the armor that God has prepared for you is designed to wear well while you sleep, so that you can be instant in season and out of season. So you can be ready at any moment, whether it's in the middle of the night. In fact, if you learn to put the armor on that I'm going to tell you about in just the next session or three that we have together, and you don't take it off when you go to bed, I want you to know that you will be able to sleep without enemy intrusion, without nightmares, without immoral thoughts going through your mind while you sleep, because the armor will work all the time and keep the enemy out. We're to keep the armor on all the time. There are things we do all the time without ceasing. For example, rejoice evermore. One verse says, pray without ceasing. And the last thing I want you to catch today is that this armor is real. It is visible. It is to be put on. It is to be kept on. This armor is literal. It is not figurative. It is not mystical. It is not superstitious. It is not pretended. You can really put it on. And there are three things that are required in order to understand the armor. Watch them real quickly. Number one, you need to know the part of the body that's to be protected, or you won't understand the armor. Number two, you need to know what the armor is made of. And number three, you need to know how to put the armor on. This is no mystical teaching. This is no poetic approach. This is serious. This is war. And God plus you plus the armor put on and kept on will beat the enemy every time. And that's why the next time we get together, I'm going to talk about the first piece of armor, and it may surprise you. The first piece of armor, I'll show you how to put it on, protects your sexuality.
Our hope and prayer is that you have been blessed and encouraged through this teaching. Our mission is to edify, exhort, and disciple the body of Christ by teaching nothing but the truth from God's Word, the Holy Bible. For more information about Nothing But the Truth, or to view our teachings, please visit nothingbutthetruth.org.